Gilchrist on the left foot, straight down the centre looking for Parkhouse, but he actually gets there ahead of McFadden and passes it back now to Junior, who's now inside the 18. Junior trying to create the space to get the shot away, he does, and that's a beautiful goal as he manages to come into the centre towards the penalty spot on the right foot, hits the inside of the post into the back, and it is Derry City 1 Sligo 0.
Well, we've been calling that since the game started. Get the ball out to Junior O'Gady, he got the ball out wide again, cut inside two or three men.
Sligo players manages to squeeze the ball through towards Harkins, shifts it out to the left wing to Junior O'Gady. He rolls it underneath his foot, does a couple of step through overs inside the 18, it makes away to Davis, goes past him, but then it's McDonough who smashes it into the back of the net. We are less than a minute into the second half and it's Derry City 2 Sligo Rovers 0.
Well, 100% again, we keep telling it, today's O'Gady's day. McDonough scored the goal, but O'Gady got the ball 1v1
on the halfway line, infield to Greg Sloggett. Sloggett can step away from the challenge of Dunleavy. He's found Jack Malone and he fires it into the bottom corner. What a strike from 22 yards out. Derry City 3 Sligo Rovers 0.
Well, Jack Malone, I'm absolutely delighted for him. We brought him to the club as a 15 year old, that would be 2-3 years ago now.
Malone gives it over to Ali Gilchrist and the referee brings proceedings to a halt. It's finished at the Brandywell. Derry City 3 Sligo Rovers 0. City march on to Ballybuffet next week. Good night, God bless and safe home.
Well, Martin, glad to get back to winning ways here at the Brandywell.
Oh, totally delighted, everybody. Like, I have to say, like, the atmosphere about the group. Like, in a way, maybe had a couple of draws too many. We should have probably won the games, like, but fully focused and picking up as many points, and thankfully we got the three tonight.
Of course, level in games now with Bohemians, 2 points behind, but goal difference is 6 now. You must be happy with that now, with the goals you are scoring tonight.
Obviously it's nice to look at the, and at the end of the season we'll look at the goal difference and hopefully it might be a deciding thing, like, but I will just look to fun Harps next Friday night and hopefully get another 3 points here, like, but they got a good result tonight, like, so we'll not take anything for granted.
How would you describe the team's performance tonight in general?
I think overall, like, they were great, like, you know, the way they moved the ball about the pitch, you know, and I think we dominated for the most part of all the game, like, you know, and some Nolander changing and combination playing, like, was at a very high level, like, and I think a pitch like had bent a wee bit, wet tonight and all, like, should it is, like, you know, so no, I think, you know, you can pick holes and all performances, but I think that it was a very, very good performance tonight.
Of course, goals from Junior, goals from Jamie, but one stood out tonight, young Jack Malone, took his goal very well.
He linked the play up and then his movement off a ball, and then, like, for a young man, like, we see it in training every week, like, and he caught it really well, went down on the bottom goalkeeper's right-hand corner, like, so, no, I'm delighted for Jack, but it's no more than he deserves, and, like, Jack, as well as some of the other young players, like, this is should be something that they thrive, they go out and do, and hopefully more of them will get the opportunity now in the next coming weeks, months and years to come, because of the talent and the quality is definitely there.
Of course, Jack's come through the youth level here. Must be proud of the coaches to see him get into that first team.
I think it is. Like, you know, I have to say, like, a few of the young boys, like, have came through now and played, in friendly games and stuff like that, and, like, in training, like, we're seeing every day them just getting better and better and getting more confidence, and, you know, they're not as anxious and nervous being around the senior players, and I have to say they have really welcomed the young boys in, like, and at the minute they're just a good environment and good atmosphere about the club, and long may I continue.
Of course, going into another North West Derby next week, Finn Harps. They're going to end it on the back of a good one tonight away to Waterford. It'll be a tough game next week.
It will indeed, you know, but that's a game you want to play at, I'm sure. Playing, like, I'm sure they're going to be a big crowd down there, and, you know, they're, like, looking to maintain their Premier League status, and we're looking to push on into Europe, so it makes it very interesting next week. Like, but we'll be going there, really looking forward to it, and to be honest, I wish it was tomorrow.
Thank you, Marty, and well done tonight.
No.